Sophie Tucker, welcome to Ben and Gabe and Joy
94.9. Hi.
Hello.
You look amazing, by the way. I wish this was TV and we could see your outfits.
Oh, I can, so funny. I can Instagram
we
literally, it.
We walked in TV. And we were like, this is so toned down in comparison
this
to
this is
normal.
Like this. If this is your casual gear, because right now, Sophie, so you've got, I'm going to call them yellow fluorescent ski goggles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you've got some hot pink jeans. You're probably going to say they're not hot pink. They're just light
they're
dusty.
Pink.
Yep.
They're pink.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Tucker, you're wearing a black jacket, but you've got a high vis cap, which I'm loving.
With the green hair popping through.
Yeah, with the green hair popping through.
And you've got a leopard print bum bag.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call it, the bum bag?
That's what you'd call it.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to hear you say fanny, that's all.
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack. No. What do you guys wear as casual gear? Like, do you guys ever wear...
This is our casual gear, yeah.
This is how you
this
roll.
This is my, like, we've been on tour for about a week and I'm at the end of my suitcase gear.
Yeah.
You know? My when everything's clean gear is like, you'd be blinded.
Yeah, okay. Sweet.
I love it. So you've been touring Australia and you've also been doing Groove in the Moo Festival. How have audiences been so far?
Great. Really? I mean, we have only played in Australia like once before 2.5 years ago. And so it was really cool to come back. We're going to all these brand new
places. The Groove
in
the
Moo
is all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's really fun. It's just like a wild, young crowd, I feel
like.
And then we had an amazing show in Sydney 2 nights ago.
Yep.
Also, that was so much fun at the Metro Theatre.
So you have a lot of Portuguese lyrics in your songs. I bet the Aussie audience is can't keep up with that.
But the best thing is when you look at into the audience and like people are lip syncing.
Yeah, you're right.
But
yeah.
But I just want to put a microphone on the crowd, you know?
Exactly.
They go silent immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like I do that, you know, I'm like whatever, I don't know.
Yep. Well, I don't think we'd be able to call you out if you weren't actually speaking Portuguese. We'd be like, ah, nailed it.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I wanted to actually ask you about Portuguese because you're fluent in Portuguese, yeah?
Yes, no, not now.
No,
I'm good.
100% I'm ish. Is fluent in Portuguese.
Because a lot of your songs are
Absolutely.
In Portuguese. So I'm thinking you are fairly...
Well, no, I used Portuguese, to be much better than I was. I lived in Brazil. And
she gets scared to say she's fluent in Portuguese because we'll like go on like TV in Brazil and then she'll freeze up and get all nervous.
Yeah.
Well,
but she's completely speaks Portuguese better than I speak English. So just throwing it out there. This is ridiculous.
My vocabulary is pretty limited and I haven't spent that much time there, but I love it so
my
much.
My vocabulary is limited.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't the question.
Well, I just wanted to know, like, if you are bilingual, is it convenient, you know, every once in a while, say if Tucker's annoying you, you could just like say something in another language and he won't get it? Like if he's really annoying you or you're having a bad day?
But then he doesn't...
She wants me to hear
I
it.
I want him to hear it, you know? I want to be like, no. Can I swear? I don't know. I just was about
you
to. And
totally, because we're off air, so that's okay.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, I won't. Whatever.
So with your latest album, which was released last year, Treehouse, one of your songs, the big song that was on Apple and that is all over the place, is called Best Friends. Is it about you two being best friends?
No.
No, okay, cool. Yeah.
It actually wasn't initially. It sort of morphed into that, I think, as the song sort of became a thing and we, you know, are definitely best friends now, that it became totally about us and it definitely represents our friendship, I think. But when we were initially writing it, I started the beat like in the garage and Sophie came in and had just been on the phone with her best friend from college for like 2 hours. She was talking to her and she was just like, oh, I just love Friends. I just love my best friend. Mary is so great. And I was like, okay, cool, write about it.
Yeah, nice. That's because I've got a comedy partner, my best friend, but we're more like siblings. We kind of argue a fair bit. And like his wife was always like, you guys need to stop spending so much time together.
Oh, yeah, that's us.
Yeah. So when you're like at home, not on tour, do you speak every day or do you just enjoy the space?
Oh, yeah. We bought a house together.
Yeah, we live in the same
house. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Different structures on the same property.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Because we needed like our space, but we needed to be productive and be able to work at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like, and you know, taking the same Uber home from all the airports because we're traveling so much, it's just so much easier to get everything done if we like live together but separate. It helps
like, that we get along.
Yeah
it helps
definitely
that we
for
can
everybody
be available to talk on conference calls in the same place all the time.
With Best Friend, how did the Apple partnership come about, and most importantly, did you get free iPhones?
Well, actually, at first we did not, and then we kept going on air and everyone asked us that, and then
I think they
sent
got
it
embarrassed, so we got some.
Nice.
But we started a relationship.
I could use another.
Yeah. Wink, apple. We started the relationship with them when we released our first song, Drinky, on SoundCloud. And we
started the relationship with them.
Well, we got an email from them, and they were interested in putting Drinky in an Apple ad. And first of all, we didn't know if it was a legit email at all. And then we
thought
found
one
out
of our friends was fucking with us.
Yeah, of course.
Because it was like, we just had the song out on SoundCloud. We didn't have managers or lawyers or anything at the time. It was like our absolute first song we made. And we were like, this is a joke, right? And then it wasn't a joke. And that's sort of what really helped us get going. Mm-hmm. And like, you know.
So then we started sending our music to them, you know, all the time. And we sent them Best Friend in a collection of songs, and they chose that one out. We weren't even necessarily going to release it, and we were like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
We weren't even sure if it was going to be on the album.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's sort of a different, it's like a little less housey and dancey than most of our songs.
Yep.
And it just, I think it worked perfectly for the Animojis, like talking and the idea for the for the ad, and it just worked.
Because that song just took everything to the next level for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, for us, I think it's sort of felt like a steady sort of progression since we started like 3.5 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And we've just been on the road for about over 2 years now. So it basically, we kind of have just been like, you know, worker bees doing our thing, grinding, connecting with people, playing crazy shows and like, you know, making music.
Yeah.
And then all this other stuff sort of happens around it. And to us, it doesn't feel like it didn't feel like completely like, you know, Best Friend happened and then everything changed. It was sort of like, okay, good. This is the next progression in the trajectory sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like to us, I think.
Yeah, cool.
And so when you were driving into Coachella and you saw the billboard with you on it.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. I've heard about it. Yeah. How did you, like, did you get photos in front of it, or are you a bit too cool for that?
No, it was actually nighttime when we were driving in.
No, we screwed up. We were coming from Phoenix.
I saw it and you guys didn't see
you
it.
You saw it?
The second time at night. Yeah, I remember I saw it. I was like, there it is.
Oh, no, the second time, yeah. But the first time we drove in, we were getting all these texts about
it. You saw
it, too. And we came. Yeah, no, I remember. No, I was. She
you
asked,
saw it?
She asked about the first time we drove in.
All right, yeah.
So the first time we drove in, I was kind of on the lookout for it, but we came from a show in Phoenix, so we like were on the wrong road and didn't even see it, and I was super bummed.
Yeah.
So I was just getting texts about it, and then on the way back in and out on the next week, because, you know, it's 2 weekends, so we got to give it a shot again.
But we were too, like, we were awesome. Like, by the time we were seeing it, it was too late and we already passed it.
No photo.
But it was really fun. I mean, it's really cool.
How was Coachella?
Because
it's the most, probably the most famous music festival in the world, one of. What's it like? What's the atmosphere there? Give us a snapshot to Coachella.
I think it deserves to be one of the most famous in the world. It really is special. Like, the excitement, the beautiful grounds, the setup, the giant stages, the, I don't know, 250,000 people
the
or
lineup.
However many people they have now at the shows. The lineup's always crazy. It really is just like next level. And it feels that way when you're there. We definitely get nervous for that show because it sort of feels like, you know, like you got to take your shit to the next level there, or what are you doing? You know, like, like, so, and we had planned for a couple years, we've been dreaming up this big new live show, and we basically put a thing on our calendar that was like, by the first weekend of Coachella, we're going to have our new show ready.
Yeah.
And like, so we had all this preparation and all this rehearsals and all these things leading up to the first show of Coachella. And it just like has that sort of importance, kind of, or at least.
And yeah, it was big for us because of that new show. It felt really special, and we kind of, you know, had been dreaming about it for a long time. So to see it come alive in front of so many people was really special.
Yeah, and everything worked. You know, like, we have all this new
really
technology
important.
And it worked, thank goodness. And the show just felt like it was the most incredible, and the tent was overflowing into the next tent. So like, security had to come, like, you know, it's what you want.
Yeah.
You want to be playing it where they need more space.
Yeah,
like,
for
it was
sure.
It was a really great feeling, and there's so much of our team there from New York and our family and friends, and it was just, it's so good.
So your stage, like how you set up the stage for like Coachella, do you bring all that stuff to Australia, or have you got to kind of pick and choose, or it's just a thing and that's what it is now?
We brought most of it to Australia. So it's kind of like the slightly stripped down version of what we did at Coachella, but for the most part, it's the same.
Yeah, for the headline shows, like the show we'll do, is this airing today?
No,
not till next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the show that we played at the Corner House, That was Corner crazy. Hotel. Corner Hotel. That was crazy and popping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. of course. We were there. It was great.
It was the
what
jump
show.
Off.
What a show. Yeah.
Best show I've ever been a part of.
Well, okay. What if it goes horribly wrong and then people were there, they'd be like, that was their best show. Yeah. Gotta be careful. Anyway.
So how's it being set up at the corner?
So we haven't been yet.
Yeah.
So, but what I know we brought was this big sculpture thing. Sophie was about to tell you about this when we were off air, and I grabbed her face and said, "Stop."
You did not grab my
save
face.
Save it from air. Yeah. Yeah.
Metaphorically.
Yeah.
So we have this big thing we call the book tree, because we used to have it used to be very DIY, and we had this sculpture type thing that we sort of dressed up as a tree, and it had books all around it, and we'd hit the books with drumsticks.
Yeah. Yep.
And each book would be like a sampler, and we'd basically hit the book and there'd be a contact microphone in the book, and it would trigger samples in the songs. And it was sort of a way for us to sort of like physically play electronic music without sort of like hovering over a little, you know, machine or something.
Mm.
And we, part of our big new show that we were preparing for Coachella was making a new book tree that's way more high tech and not DIY anymore. So we created this giant, the one we used at Coachella that we'll use, I think, for a lot of like big festival shows and stuff, is like 30 feet tall. And it's this crazy huge sculpture, and it has computer screens basically that instead of the book.
Yep.
So they like light up and they say things, and they have animals on them like moving around, and I hit them and they still create the samples.
Yep.
So it's basically like a huge drum pad, but it's like part of the set, and it's like sort of part, it's like the tree in the middle of the forest. Mm. Basically,
I don't know if this is the right wording, but it just sounds really lit, and what I mean by that is like really cool.
Yeah, I'll take that wording.
I'll take it. Yeah, yeah. We try to create a whole environment like on stage and in the crowd and everything, where it's just like transporting everybody to this magical jungly place.
Because I wanted to ask about that, because I've seen your onstage videos. You've got lots of trees and plants and stuff. In all your videos, you know, you're in deserts and rainforests, and there's almost like a tribal vibe, if
yeah.
I'm right.
Well, I think there's something kind of like we like to return to being as animal as possible. You know, just like that raw state where you're just feeling and dancing and being alive and joyful in that way.
And that's where those influences come from. That's
I think sort of like the primal instinct. I mean, when we first sort of started everything, we had one song, or we had Drinky, and we were like, what do we want the visual to be?
Mm.
And at that time, we could have gone any direction.
Yeah.
And what spoke to us the most and what we were most excited about was more sort of like, where do we want this song to transport us? If we're listening to it and we close our eyes, like, where do we want to be? What do we want to see? And for Sophie, her favorite place in the world and her love is Brazil. And for me, it was always like tropical, you know, beach, ocean type places. And so when we sort of put those two things together, like, that's where we want this music to transport you. It was pretty easy to decide what we want our world to look like, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
I'm a massive fan of Drinky, by the way.
It's very suitably titled for you, Gabe. Drinky.
Oh, okay. There's another song that I think would work for you. I'm thinking of that song, Batshit.
I wanted to ask about that, because
I thought you were going to go back with her and fuck they, and you guys are just going to keep going back.
We're both batshit crazy, let's be honest. I reckon we've all got someone that we think is batshit crazy, i.e. I think it's gay, but what's batshit about? Because I went online and I read the lyrics and I was trying to get a gist of it. I think I know what I think it is, but can you explain?
What do you think
it's
about?
I want to hear yours.
I think it's about being in love with someone and stalking them.
Interesting.
That was my interpretation. Which
so
probably
tell
means
us.
I've done a lot of that.
So tell us.
I mean, it's not it.
What is what you want it to be?
It's
not like stalking someone.
It's not
on
exactly
Facebook
like stalking someone on Facebook.
I mean, that is batshit though.
Fantasy is kind of almost a little bit like that in a way.
Okay.
But we'll get to that. batshit was.
I mean, it's a
long
story.
It was initially about
okay, you can
someone
go
else being crazy.
Uh huh.
And then we were like, we can't just have a song that we're calling someone crazy the whole time. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm crazy too. Let's just have it be about me being crazy. Yep. So we kind of switched it up to like be a little more self-deprecating rather than
mean.
So it's not starring someone you don't know on Grindr and just having that there in their profile. That's not something
no,
I do.
No, but that's kind of...
Definitely.
No, but that's kind of what that's kind of what fantasy is like.
Yeah, that's true.
So fantasy, you can explain fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about that thing that we do where we make a whole story about somebody else and we have this like totally elaborate fantasy and imagination about who they are and who, you know, you would be together and how they'd complete you, and then you meet them in person and it's kind of like...
It's like,
yeah,
you know, that, I feel like that,
and you're kind of like, damn it, I wish I hadn't even met that person.
Yeah. That's such a
fantasy was
on,
so much better
on social media or meeting people online or on Instagram or on Grindr or
whatever. Yeah, so relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, one of my favorite songs by you guys is Energia.
Oh, thanks.
But part two,
yeah,
Pablo,
because of Pablo Vitar. Yeah. A lot of when people,
when you said Grindr, it reminded me of Pablo because Pablo's doing all this stuff with Grindr right now.
She totally is.
No, she is.
Yeah, she totally is, which is really cool. Yeah. That's probably the only ad I want to see on Grindr. But a lot of people might not know this, but she's actually one of the biggest drag queens in the world, specifically in South America. She's actually got more followers on Instagram than RuPaul.
Wow.
Which is huge. That's me doing my research.
Let's
How
go.
Did the partnership come about? Because that song is so good as the original, but with Pablo, it's just, yeah, I love it so much.
I was just telling Tucker, it's probably my favorite song to perform live right now, just because there's so much energy in it.
Yeah.
You know, pun intended. But
yeah.
Yeah, it happened. We put out Energia, like the original one, and then Pablo commented on Instagram and was like, hey, I love this song. And I was like, wait, Pablo Vitar? Like, what? I
we
love her.
We know who that is.
And then we just messaged her and we were like, actually, Tucker was sitting next to me and he was working on a remix. He was working on part two. And we were like, want to just
get the message. Yeah. It wasn't even a DM. It was like a public...
Yeah, it was like just a comment.
Comment
so,
on
so
our...
So we started a conversation.
Yeah, and we were like, hey, do you want to... Like, we have this new version of it. It's like super fun. Do you want to take a verse on it?
Yeah.
She was like, I'd love that. And it literally happened like that quickly. And then we became friends. And then we stayed in touch a lot.
We've gotten to hang out in Portugal.
We did the music video
Coachella.
In Portugal. And then Pablo came to Coachella and it was just the best.
I saw that.
Oh, did she perform on stage
with
you? Yeah. Oh, crazy. Amazing.
You got to watch it. Yeah. I think it's on YouTube. It is. Oh.
And she'd probably take you to the best parties. I'm vibing as well.
She is totally. The best party.
She is the party.
There is no one... She is the most amazing singer, like, in the world. She came through... We did one rehearsal in LA before we went out there. And she comes in and we're all, you know, we're kind of like half-assing it because we're going through rehearsal. And Pablo comes in. She, you know, just a bright light in general. Just the best. It's it. Hi, baby. To everyone. And then gets up there and just starts belting. Like, no warm-up, nothing. We've been there for hours. And everyone in the room just goes like...
Like, completely stops, jaws to the ground.
What?
Yeah.
And just, like, going off. And then she's like, okay, bye. You know, it's, like, crazy. I don't know. I have so much respect for Pablo.
She's really great. You guys have been... You've been nominated, is it, for 2 Grammys?
Yeah.
What goes through your head when you're in there and you're waiting for your name to be called out?
Well, we were actually... We performed. And so we just got off stage. And then we were just... And our award was right after we performed. So I think I was just like, how did that performance go? I think that went well. Like, first verse, a little shaky. Like, second verse went great. Okay. Hmm. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was announced. So...
And we didn't win.
Yeah.
It was very super quickly. Anticlimactic. It was odd. The first time we went was like for Drinky, which was the first song we made.
Yep.
And we just had absolutely no thought of winning anyway. So it was just awesome to be there. And it was like, I was less nervous.
Mm.
The second time for Treehouse for our album this past year, I was like, maybe we got a shot here. And that made me a little nervous.
Yeah.
There's a really great joke. I saw Kathy Griffin talking about being at the Grammys and she spoke about the moment she saw Madonna on the red carpet and all the gays were like gasping and Kathy, all she could do was just go, Fierce Diva, and she just clapped because she was so starstruck and didn't know what to say.
That's funny.
Who's the biggest person you've ever been starstruck by that you just taken back? Because I was thinking about the Grammys, you would have seen so many big people there.
I think it was the first time we went to the Grammys. when Beyonce walked by and she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And we were just like,
this Grammy.
Beyonce.
Yeah. This Grammys, Michelle Obama came on stage with Alicia Keys, and everyone was screaming. Like, and I couldn't stop. I just kept screaming. I was like, I've never been so excited that somebody was in a room before.
It was like the moment of room. Like, if you were there, it was like the most exciting moment of the whole thing.
She just walked on stage, and it was so unexpected. And I'm just obsessed with her. I'm reading her book right now too, and so I'm even more obsessed with her. But I couldn't believe how excited I was.
Yeah. I wanted to know about the name concept, because it's a genius concept. It's your first name, Sophie, and it's your last. No, it's
my first name. Also.
Sorry, Tucker.
It's okay.
I stuffed that. How did you come up with that? Because there's obviously the very famous singer and actress as well. Was it linked with that, or was it just, let's just use our names?
Yeah, it was kind of like we were thinking too hard, trying to come up with it. Something original. So we're like, let's just use our name.
It was like a couple months of us trying to figure out a name.
Although I don't know if it was so smart, because now everyone thinks it's one person.
Yeah. It could have been dumb.
Yeah. No, it's great. But I feel like people would assume that you are Sophie Tucker, and I'm pointing at Sophie like,
they wouldn't assume that I'm Sophie Tucker.
No, well, maybe. Depends. But do you feel like people like call you Sophie? Do they address you as like Sophie Tucker? Or
sometimes. Yeah. Or like sometimes I get like a Miss Tucker. I'm like,
that'd be
where did that come from?
I'm like, yes.
Do you find that you've got like a, because you're now doing songs for FIFA, or they're playing your music, have you got like this weird new kind of audience now that are listening to your music?
I think our audience was always weird and random.
Always
I feel like
just how we like
we
it.
Have just everyone at the like every kind of person at our shows.
Yep.
I don't think there's one. You know, it's not like, you know, some artist is like 12-year-old girls screaming who wear the same clothes. That's their fans. Mm. We don't really have that. I would say
the through line with our fans is that they're all like really willing and ready to be weird.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
people show
colorful.
Up like totally batshit. Yeah. Just
like ready for it. You know, they know what they're getting into. Mm. And a lot of people come in animal prints and like bright colors and like neon colors. And it's just like a fun little rave vibe.
Well, we might be coming to your show tonight. Oh. So what should we wear? What's the memo?
I would say whatever makes you feel like an animal.
What did you wear last week for the show? You mean?
For Ben and Gabe?
I'm just kidding.
No, of course. Yeah.
I'll show you my Mardi Gras outfit.
That sounds good.
That probably... hopefully we'll be up to
I think that
your
would work.
Standard.
But I think it's
whatever, like,
tamer
just
in
off.
Australia, like, so far. Like, the
my
outfits?
My show was pretty
Sydney
wild.
Was pretty... Not tamer, I mean, like, the clothes.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, at the malls. We were like, where's all the colorful stuff?
Yeah, it was. We were cold, but we were out in...
I found something.
Canberra.
Yeah.
For one of the Groove in the Moon.
I'm so sorry.
No, it was cool. It was fine. But
you survived that okay?
It was fine.
Yeah.
We were in the... It was like really cold, and we didn't realize it was going to be so cold, so we went to the mall, and I was looking for like anything that was colorful, because I just didn't want to buy something that wasn't colorful. I ended up buying this black thing that I'm wearing.
That's so funny.
I wanted to ask what's coming up next for you guys, because you're touring Australia right now. What's next on the agenda?
Yeah, well, so we just put out Fantasy, and we have a couple of really cool remixes coming for that, and then after that we have another song coming out.
Very exciting.
Really exciting, with one of our favorite bands in the world, so that's very exciting.
We can say it.
Yeah, with Bomba Estéreo from Colombia.
Yeah, oh, cool. Wow. Is it ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just going to wait now.
Yeah, it's coming out at the end of this month.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Cool. And then after that, we have so much new music, so we're just going to be releasing stuff.
And a lot of new videos done that we're really excited
and
to
we've
share.
And we've kind of gone in a lot of different directions, like... We've got so many different styles, you know, for this next phase of music. We really were just playing around. So we've got a lot of different things coming. And
It's all really fun. I think the one with Bomba Estéreo, so like more of a bilingual, I guess, track that's like a little funkier and a little more Latin-y. And then Fantasy was, you know, a little more like Kylie Minogue, Madonna, like throwback, like dance music. And then we really have it all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
we've
really
got some more Portuguese coming.
Very exciting.
And we're just going to be traveling while we're doing that.
There's
so
a little
the
U.S. tour after this in the south of the U.S. Then we go down to South America and go to Brazil.
We're going to be traveling all summer to different festivals. So
awesome. Amazing. I'm just ready for that Kylie and Madonna song. I actually drifted off after you talking about that. What was that?
Fantasy. It's out now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the new one.
That's awesome.
That was only released like a month ago or so.
Yeah, just
like
a couple
three
weeks ago.
Yeah, right. Amazing. Yeah, it's great. And the film clip, your film clips are so good. So I encourage all the listeners to get on YouTube. Where do you want to?
YouTube, yeah. Anywhere you can watch it. Just get on that.
Cool.
The Fantasy one is we had a lot of fun making that. We made it in Mexico and we tried to make it seem like a whole fantasy world on a different planet.
It's like an adventure movie.
Yeah. We did some act.
Yeah, right.
We did all our stunts. I'm a method actor.
Okay. Actually, Sophie, is that when you're giving the liquid to Taco?
Exactly. Yeah.
I actually have.
I literally, I'm like, the whole time I was doing it, I would laugh and then we'd have to restart the scene and then I'd laugh and then he would laugh and it was so hard to do it with a straight face. Mm.
Yeah.
Oof.
I love that. Well, Sophie Tucker, thank you so much for joining us. All the best for the Australian
thank
tour.
You.
We've loved having you.
Loved being here.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, no. We love you guys at Joy. So just
we also, can we talk about the fact that it's called Joy?
Yes.
It's
that
Joy.
Is our favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, right.
That's not a name for a gay radio station. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It should be a name for all radio stations. You know what I mean?
Like, who doesn't want to be joyful?
It's the best.
Exactly.